So, hello, my name is Jelle Hilarides. I want to introduce you to my mother. My mother turned 2 days ago 80. And in the picture, she's very happy, but on a daily basis, she is not very happy. She has Alzheimer's disease, and she lives in a care home for about 2 years, and on a daily basis, she is anxious. She wants to go home. Why does she want to go home? Because she wants to go to my father, but my father passed away. Helping her, we started phone calling every evening, and it has a very positive effect. So her anxious level dropped down. And what I noticed is that the conversations were very repetitively, the same questions, the same subjects he wants to talk about. And that's why I thought, is it possible that we can make a telephone simulation? And it's important that it has my voice, because she trusts my voice. And so we can still do the normal conversation in the evening, but she is not anxious on a scheduled time. She is scheduled also during the day. And what I will do is I will take you to the journey I made to the point we are now. So I can come up with all kinds of ideas, but I'm not a technical one who can really create it. So what I first did was, is it possible to behave as a computer? So I made some kind of script, and I improved the script, and it was some kind of a challenge. Can I make a conversation with a limited number of sentences? And that went okay. I also used, I recorded sentences, and I used these recorded sentences in a normal conversation, and it went also okay. And now we are on the point that we have a prototype with duct tape. And this one is used, we use it currently at my mother's side for about 2 months. And it works perfect. And I have some piece of this conversation. It's the start of a conversation to give you an idea what we made. Hallo, dag moeder.
Nou,
hoe is het weer?
Ja, goed. Het is maar een wolken aan de lucht. Jongen, jongen.
Ja.
Maar verder is het droog en de zon schijnt nog.
Nou, in Monster hebben we ook altijd fijn gewoond.
Ja, nou, Ik heb altijd goede herinneringen. En dan altijd zo heerlijk dicht bij het strand, hè?
Ja.
Want dan zei ik tegen pa, ik zei nou, ik hoef eigenlijk niet op vakantie. Ik vind dat al, als het goed weer is, naar dat strand ideaal.
Ja.
He, je wordt weer aardig gekleurd. Want als ik dan bij opa en oma kwam, dan zeiden ze al, ben je op vakantie geweest? Ik zei nee. Dan...
Ja, het was gewoon aan te lopen naar de zee en naar het strand.
Ja, we hebben daar ook al.
So what we constantly do is we listen what she's saying, and we are checking, do we have to react immediately? Is it a question that we know and that she wants an answer on? Do you come and get me? When do you come over? And those kind of questions. And when those questions are not raised, we continue and we say, okay. And this is the structure. We are currently in the discovery phase. It works at my mother's side, and we are examining if it also works for others. And one of the questions we have, and maybe you can help me with this, is it possible to detect anxiety from the voice in Dutch? Because The aim is that we improve the anxiety, so we want to measure it at the start and at the end, but also during the call that we can improve the quality of the call. So based on our anxiety level, give the right answer. I think that's about it.
I have one question. Well, because we prepared this, do you still, is this replacing visiting your mother?
No. It certainly is not replacing the contact we have with my mother. It's an add-on. So I'll keep visiting her, I'll keep phoning her, but my mother needs a lot of more conversation with me than just what I can offer.